They came to express their anger about the negotiations between Argentina and the International Monetary Fund. Thousands of people in front of the presidential palace demanded the government to prioritize the people instead of the IMF. Jorge Altamira has been a lawmaker for years.
The government is renegotiating the agreement and they know they won't be able to pay it. And in 2 years, we will have the same problem. We cannot pay back that amount of money without strangling the poorest.
In 2018, the IMF granted the government of Mauricio Macri the biggest loan in its history, over $50 billion. Argentina says it needs to recover from the pandemic and wants to pay back once the economy starts growing again.
Argentina is seeking its 22nd agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stabilize the economy struggling with high inflation rates and high poverty. The government is hoping to announce a staff-level agreement in the next month before sending it to Congress. People here are extremely concerned about the impact that the agreement will have in their lives.
Romina Wansini says she's not concerned about the IMF, but about Argentina's economy. Inflation is expected to surpass 50% this year.
Inflation is affecting us all, commercial businesses, because of the prices. Today you have one price, the next day another. The dollar increases and it has an impact in inputs, in transport, so we are scared and it paralyzes us. We just want the uncertainty to end.
Economists say an agreement with the IMF is crucial to prevent Argentina from being isolated from international financial markets.
Argentina has no option. It's either agree with the IMF or default. To default is to relive the crisis of 2001, and nobody wants to be in that situation again. And that's why an alternative is better than a default. We see an agreement as a positive step if it helps Argentina increase its central bank reserves and stabilize the economy.
But these people are not convinced. They say the IMF measures have hurt them in the past, and they fear it could happen again. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.